I've noticed, Don, that you've been chewing an awful lot of gum lately. Why the new habit?
I've been chewing it ever since I heard that chewing gum stimulates the production of saliva and salivary flow. This is a good thing because saliva is a natural buffering agent that helps keep teeth clean and healthy by rinsing them and neutralizing some of the acids produced by bacteria. Those acids are what erode enamel and lead to cavities. I read somewhere that some people don't produce the amount of saliva they should, and that if they chew gum regularly, it will boost their saliva production. That's why I'm chewing 10 pieces of gum a day, you know, just in case I'm one of those people. And I don't mind doing it, since I chew it just until the sugar wears off.
Now, I know you know that sugar is bad for your teeth.
Yes, but it's okay, because my saliva is washing it all away.
Not hardly. If you chew gum with sugar in it, you need to chew for 20 minutes or more in order to produce enough saliva to wash away a significant amount of the sugar residue. Even then, it's a good idea to brush your teeth afterwards. If you're going to chew much gum, though, the best thing you can do is choose a sugarless gum. And another thing, many orthodontists believe that moderate to excessive gum chewing might lead to jaw problems. So if you experience headaches or jaw pain from chewing gum, you might want to cut back or pay a visit to your doctor.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Dominic Zero at the Oral Health Research Institute. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.